Chair, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. Improving the quality of life of urban residents can also be translated to leaving no one behind, which is the motto of the 2030 Agenda. In 2050, 80% of the global population will be urban. Ensuring their quality of life means sustaining our cities, our people, and our nature. It is a must for a city leader to act accordingly and to seek respective vertical and horizontal alliances. I'm standing here as a mayor of Bonn, a middle-sized European city. We have a high standard of living. We have made considerable headway in preserving nature and in raising awareness in the field of sustainability. As president of ECLE, Local Governments for Sustainability, I represent a global network of cities and other jurisdictions of all sizes and stages of development. All of them are working towards sustainable development by addressing the major challenges of our time. The five pathways ECLE has laid down shall guide our resilient, low-emission, circular, nature-based, equal, and health-centered development. Our most important tools on this way are alliances and cooperations in all directions, horizontally with our peers, vertically with other levels of governance, and with other stakeholders such as business, academia, NGOs, or the local public. Bonn is a place where this kind of cooperation dialogue is happening. As you might know, the UN has chosen Bonn as their hub for sustainability, dealing with many related issues from here, including climate change. Their work is complemented by an extended cluster of partners, federal institutions and development cooperation, academia, businesses, media, and civil society. This has led to interesting forms of cooperation, such as resilience building with the help of data from outer space or climate fellowships. And it has inspired our own city council to take far-sighted decisions. Only weeks ago, our first Bonn sustainability strategy was adopted. As a systematic agenda with existing concepts and new projects, it provides a binding direction for the coming years. Based on the 2030 agenda, the strategy includes six thematic areas. We are addressing mobility, climate and energy, natural resources and environment, labor and economy, social participation and gender equality, as well as global responsibility and one world. Let me give you short examples out of the first three areas of action. For greener mobility and cleaner air, we are offering our citizens an incentive to switch to public transportation, a 365-day ticket for €365 in total, which is €1 per day. A mobility app helps us find the right connections or rent a bike while parking traffic is minimized by another app helping our commuters find a spot and pay online. Our solar cataster helps house owners assess the potential of their roof for photovoltaic and solar thermal installations. A surveillance system with cameras at an upper stream increases our early warning time in case of heavy rains and stream floods. A joint research project assesses climate risk and develops replicable tools for municipalities. 22% of our city territory is nature preserve, and more, 44% are landscape conservation areas. Our biostation bridges the gap between our institutional and volunteer conservation units. Only last month, Bonn has joined the BioCities Network, advancing organic farming and promoting regional agriculture. As a first step, public institutions like schools, kindergartens, and retirement homes will subsequently increase the share of organic food in their procurement, which, by the way, also has a positive health impact on these vulnerable groups of citizens. If you ask me for the essence of our strategy, I would say it is connect. Connect your existing strategies, connect your visions, connect your stakeholders, and overall, connect the people living in our cities. Our sustainability strategy has been set up in a 2-year participatory process involving many stakeholders. Their input and guidance has been instrumental to the process and to the decisions made. Each of these decisions will be and is already improving our quality of life, not only for our 325,000 inhabitants, but also for many other people on the planet. If we take decisions to foster fair trade, e.g. by our procurement for municipal workwear, this will strengthen communities in other regions of the world. Quality of life doesn't mean convenience. It means a lifestyle that leaves no one behind today and provides for generations to come. Bonn is the place where the world meets to work towards a sustainable way of life, and I'm proud to be part of this movement and to support UN Bonn in its lead. Thank you for your attention.